This is Paloma.
And this is Rachel.
And this is, I almost said Boring Corner.
This is Good Girls Don't.
Same thing.
I know.
Right?
Sorry.
Should we just rename the podcast?
We might have to.
I think that's fair enough.
It always goes back to Boring Corner.
Yeah, Boring Corner is our best segment, I think.
I think so.
Because it's real life.
Well, yeah.
It's right?
Our boring real life.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, so we're
speaking
upstairs.
Of boring.
Yeah. downstairs, the Super Bowl is in the third quarter.
Is that
I
what they call it? The quarter? It's third quarter?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so there the are four of them.
Okay.
Because they're quarters.
Because they're quarters. So, yeah, the Super Bowl is apparently still happening.
Yeah.
And
we gave up.
And the Eagles are winning at this point. I'm a little. So, like, I really don't care. But I remember last year we came up and recorded a podcast and I didn't care. And then.
Oh.
There was a thing. There was a blowout of some sort. And like, we came upstairs and the game was going one way and we came back downstairs and it completely, like, reversed itself.
Well, here's the good news. This year, I didn't pay attention to the game on the way up. So when I go back down,
it'll be, like, brand new. Fair exactly. enough. Fair enough. Yes. Corey had to school me on who I was rooting for this game. Yeah.
I didn't even know who was playing until we were watching.
I did not know who was playing until maybe 2 days ago. And I asked him and he said, who are we rooting for? This makes it sound like I live in the most, like, 1950s household ever. But he's
honey.
Who are we rooting for? I'm like, I don't know. The Patriots? And he just gave me the death stare.
Oh.
And I'm like, I mean the Eagles? And he's like, we're rooting for whatever team Tom Brady isn't on. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right.
So do people hate Tom Brady because of his personality? Or is there something else? Like,
So depending on who you talk to, okay. I think it's partly his personality, partly the fact that he's just won so many Super Bowls. So there's that.
Okay,
and then also partly his Trumpism.
Okay.
So again, depending on who you talk to.
So 2/3 of that, I'm like, yeah. But then, you know, if he's just like good, you can't, like, haters can't, come on.
Haters gonna hate.
Yeah, I know. Like, seriously.
Hate the game, not the player.
But the Trump thing, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, enough. Like, that cancels out the other two reasons.
You might deserve it.
Yeah.
So, okay,
well, anyway, so yay, go Eagles.
Well, so I've been waiting this whole Super Bowl. Well, I wanted to see Justin Timberlake. I was curious about that. We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But I have been waiting this whole time to see the Westworld season 2 commercial.
Yeah.
I just saw it. Like, immediately.
Like, she just ran down. We were about to start recording, and she just dashed out of here like nobody's business. I was like, later.
I was so excited.
Was it good? Was it worth it?
Yeah, well, it didn't tell a lot, but it was just enough to make me remember, like, why I love that show so much.
Hmm.
It just gave me a little, it gave me tingly little,
I feel
all funny inside.
So I did not watch Westworld, so.
I recommend it, but you've recommended a lot of things to me.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's.
And if I'm being petty enough, I think I've watched more of your recommended shows than you've watched of my recommended shows. And by my recommended shows, I mean you've watched zero of them.
Oh my, wait, that's not true.
What did you watch that we recommended?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't keep track of these things.
I said,
I'm not,
hey,
like,
hey, I'm being petty. I admit okay. that.
Well, okay. Be me for 1 second. Rosalie has not been going to bed until 9. Guess when I've been going to bed? 9:15. Rosalie can't watch those shows with me, right? Is that fair?
I guess. Fair enough.
Okay.
When did you have time to watch Westworld?
Well, so last night, Bobby and I have been talking about watching Westworld. You know, we want to watch season 1 before season 2 comes out. We've talked about it for 3 months now. Last night was the first time he and I have had a night together where we just drank and we're silly. We haven't even had a conversation, I think, in at least a month and a half. So, like, last night was the first time Bobby and I have even talked. So,
okay,
you know,
fine.
If you want to, like, you know, just talk about us that way, that's fine, but
can this friendship be saved?
I know.
Part 20 million.
I feel like you and I just have this podcast we can fight.
Kind of.
It's like,
we have
done
this podcast so that we can air our grievances and move on, right? Because I'm a firm believer that healthy relationships survive if you air your grievances.
There you go.
And so that's what we do. So thank you, everybody, for listening in while Plum and I work through our problems.
But the point is, I am very sorry that I did not watch Handmaid's Tale. I am sorry about that one.
Okay.
I don't know that I'm going to watch it, but I'm telling you.
But you're sorry.
Yes, that is one
I still
like.
So if I was going to pick shows for you to watch out of the million that I've recommended, Handmaid's Tale and Orphan Black are the two that I would want you
to
watch.
Which are the two that I've come closest to watching.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We did try to watch Black Mirror, and the first one,
I've only seen 2 episodes of Black Mirror,
okay.
And they were, and I actually,
maybe my sister recommended that one.
I would like to watch more, but I watched the 2 that I watched by myself in a hotel room.
Ooh.
And it was traumatic.
Okay, because Bobby and I started to watch the first one together.
I saw the first one with the pig.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And we were like, yeah.
And I've
good.
Told Corey, I'm like, if we start watching Black Mirror, you have to see that episode. Like, you need to be as traumatized as I was.
Yeah, we gave up a little early on that one. It was just, it wasn't feeling right. But what were the, okay, so I was trying to remember this. There was the returned, the French one, and then the American version.
I tried watching the American one, but the French one is the one you told us about.
Okay.
Yeah. And we tried watching the American one, but after I watched the French one, I couldn't do the American one.
Okay. So I watched them both, and they were both very different and both very good in their own ways. But I can't remember anything from them, and I actually keep getting mixed up the French one and the American one. So in my head, it's just all one blob of show.
Fair enough. So anyway, the Super Bowl's happening. That was
Justin Timberlake.
Point. Yeah.
So Rosalie really likes the movie Trolls, and Justin Timberlake is a character in Trolls.
Okay.
And the last song he sang is in the movie Trolls, and so I was excited for her to get to see him.
Do you feel like she really felt the same excitement?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so either.
No.
I was just checking, doing a little pulse check there.
So she's really into Sheriff Callie right now. Like, she has a sheriff badge and a vest, and she bought cowgirl boots, and that's all she wants to wear. Mm-hmm. Like, this is her thing right now. Sheriff Callie is voiced by Mandy Moore. And so my old roommate does Mandy Moore's makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, oh, Rosalie is going to think I'm so cool if I tell her this. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
Nope. You have a daughter who's 4 going on 16. Yeah, nothing you do is going to be cool.
I know. It's so
sorry.
Sad.
She is over it.
I thought I was awesome, but
Nope.
You know she's going to be in kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Starting the fall.
Yeah.
Kind of freaking me out.
I know. I had to buy her new clothes today because she outgrew everything. And I realized that the next time I buy her clothes, it's going to be school clothes shopping.
Aww.
I know.
It's going to be so cute. So let's go back to Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
So Justin Timberlake didn't have the Prince hologram.
He was supposed to.
But he had the Prince. But he had the Prince sort of image, like, on a screen. I have really mixed feelings about that, especially... Let me clarify this. Like, I'm actually a Justin Timberlake fan. I like his music. However, I feel very conflicted that he's performing at the Super Bowl and Janet Jackson isn't.
That's
because
fair.
I feel like Janet Jackson took the heat for the quote-unquote wardrobe malfunction and has been sort of blacklisted ever since.
Yes.
And he gets to just, you know...
Prance around.
Appropriating black culture, you know, whatever. I still like his music. But then to have the Prince, not a hologram, but I feel like he just sort of, he found that shade of gray. Well, I'm not doing the hologram and pretending that it's Prince.
Well,
but I'm still using his image to sell my halftime show.
I see what Bobby, because Bobby, you and Bobby had a little argument downstairs
We had a little disagreement.
But I see what Bobby's saying. The hologram is kind of like pretending like he's actually there.
Right.
And
I get that.
And the vision of him is just kind of a tribute or an homage.
I know. I feel like, so what I feel like happened, and somebody downstairs mentioned this, I don't know who it was, but I feel like...
Well, if it was profound, it was probably me.
I'll attribute it to you. I feel like maybe he was going to do the hologram,
oh,
and
yeah.
then Sheila E. shut him down, so then he just like replaced it with the sort of movie screen.
For sure.
And... at the same time, I'm like, okay, you didn't, we're not supposed to, it's not a hologram, but you're still using his image. And then I'm conflicted because it's like, well, it's Minneapolis, it's, you know, the whole city went purple. I just have conflicted feelings.
Okay.
Lots of conflicted feelings.
Well, I don't.
Okay.
Well, and I don't know if it's just because I don't know. It's fine. He was paying tribute to him and the crowd responded well and... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think there was anything. And I don't think there were ill intentions.
No, I don't think there are ill intentions. I just think that maybe... And again, I actually am I'm a big fan of his music. I don't think there were ill intentions. I just think that maybe it wasn't thought through to the idea of representation and like what that message is. And again, I feel like if he had just had Janet Jackson perform with him... I wouldn't be mad about anything.
Okay.
I feel like everything would be fine if he had brought Janet Jackson on stage.
So that brings me to something else. And I'm sorry. We're going to move on, but talking about ill intentions.
Okay.
It's hard not to talk about Paul Ryan's tweet about...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
So what was this? His housekeeper is going to get an extra $1.50 a week.
It was some... I don't know if it was his housekeeper, but it was some woman he talked to who said she was, quote, pleasantly surprised that she... that the new tax bill meant she'd have an extra $1.50 a pay period.
Wow.
Okay, so let's break this down, right? Mm. Most people are paid... So you and I get paid monthly.
Yes.
Right? So we get one paycheck a month.
Correct.
But most people, unless you work for the state or the government, it's biweekly. So let's be generous and say she's literally getting an extra $3 a month. So an extra...
Well, I thought she said a week, so it'd be $6 a month.
Oh, okay. Was that what it was? I thought
Jeez,
it was pay
Rachel.
Period.
she's coming. She's raking in the bills.
Okay, so an extra $1.50 a week. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pay period, but whatever. Either way.
Yeah.
So it was going to cover the cost of her Costco membership. I mean, so what would... So here, let me just break this down. If you were getting an extra $1.50 a week, what would you spend that money on?
I don't even know if $1.50 would... it's not on my radar. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't register.
So, like, if you had an extra $6 a month, would that be, like, one extra...
That'd be a coffee.
Yeah. One half of a trip to Taco Bell?
Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic.
I think it'd be two coffees for me, because I drink black coffee if I go get coffee at a, you know, someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, I got two extra coffees that are guilt-free.
I need you to talk for a second, because I have to look up my exchange with Bobby that day that the,
okay.
that I got my paycheck.
Again, I'm thinking, if I had six extra dollars a month, that would be two coffees in a month, or that would be one coffee and, like, maybe a pastry, or that would be... if I wanted to buy two avocados at the co-op, because I'm super bougie.
Avocados are pretty expensive.
That's what I'm saying. Two avocados at the co-op. That's $3 an avocado.
Yeah.
That's fair.
So Bobby and I, I ended up getting an extra $91 on my paycheck, or Bobby got 91 and I got 90. So that's how we were coming on. We were talking about it. And I was like, a lot of people are going to see this in their paycheck and they're going to be really supportive, or they could change their tune on Trump. There was something else in our text message exchange, but the other funny thing was the State of the Union address was recently, that happened, what, night?
Monday night. Or Tuesday, yeah.
And so I was going to be home a little later, and I'm like, oh, Bobby, I'm going to be late watching it. And he's like, make sure you turn it on for me. He's like, I'm not watching that. I'm watching the Kings game. I was like, you're not watching that? He's like, no, fuck that show. I'm like, oh, okay.
I was on the same page as Bobby. I refused. I followed it on Twitter. I was like, I don't need to watch Trump, Paul Ryan, and Mike Pence, like, gloat.
Jerk each other off.
Yeah, I just don't need to watch it. Back to the tax thing, though. So I know Corey got a bump in his pay. I'm not sure exactly how much it was, but his paycheck was bigger. My paycheck, I actually, the tax bump coincided with the raise I got.
Oh.
So I can't tell how much was tax versus how much. But my whole feeling about whether it's $6 or $90, like, I would rather have that money go towards social services and infrastructure. Like, yes, of course, I'm not going to say I don't need more money every month. I'm not going to be disingenuous.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that in the long run, that raise isn't really benefiting me. It's in the sense that it's taking away from our society as a whole, you know, and it's like, I've been getting along fine without, and I'm not to say that other people don't need that money more, but like, if I had a choice, if somebody said, here, check a box, like, get the raise or have it go towards
greater good, or
I would, like, give me the opportunity, because I would rather have that money go towards, you know, infrastructure or
Absolutely.
Social services. And it'd be nice if you even had that choice.
We don't.
Like, I'm not supportive of the extra $50 to $100 I'm making a month. You know, I feel like it's a cheap payoff for a shitty deal.
Absolutely. So, clap, clap, clap. I can't clap because my wine glass.
That is maybe the most bougie thing you've ever said.
I'm sorry.
Here, I'm going to do it too. By the way, people need to know that we are drinking out of...
their Target plastic wine glasses.
And they have Valentine's hearts on them.
We're drinking each other's wine. Because look.
I just realized I got the XO and you have the Hey Gal.
So I gave you Hey Gal and somehow I ended up with
that. What you gave me was your cooties.
I know.
I'm surprised. You guys, I'm surprised Paloma's not freaking out right now.
Well, I guess apparently I've had enough to drink.
As she wipes off her glass with her t-shirt.
I don't think everybody knows how weird I am. I think it's actually kind of a secret.
No, not anymore. Okay. You guys, she literally just wiped off the mouth of her glass with her t-shirt because I drank from it.
It wasn't until I had Rosalie where I could actually eat something off of the floor that had dropped. Or
5 second rule, you guys?
But I had a like, oh, it's garbage. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And I also would never share a drink with anyone.
I know that.
So that's kind of changed. I'm better about it. I mean, yes, I did just have to wipe your cooties off of the glass.
I'm gonna come French kiss you.
That's always been the double standard there. Like, I'll do all these other terrible things, right. But I know
has lizard kissed me before, but she's gonna wipe off the mouth of her glass.
I know. Nobody knows how weird.
Do you want to trade glasses again?
Well, for a second, I got this anxiety. It's like, oh, I need my glass back. But I'm like, no, she's already tainted that one.
Right? I'm gonna lick my tongue.
God.
In case you couldn't tell, we are a little drinky.
Yeah, I know. Super Bowl. The last year was just like this, too.
It was.
Actually, we recorded a second episode after last year, and it never made it.
Did we do that?
Yeah, we just were way... It wasn't a good one.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's a lost episode. And by lost, I mean deleted.
And by lost, I mean we have like a whole like treasure trove of lost episodes to booze. When I die, like if I ever get famous and then I die and they write like an autobiography about me, it's going to be about what a boozy, like, just...
I just love it that we... How many episodes would you say were lost to... drinking?
Well, okay, so that's a fair question. Sorry for the aside. All 11
well,
listeners.
I think our whole show's an aside.
Yeah. So when we first started recording, how many episodes did we work, like, episodes?
It was like four.
That we recorded before we finally, like, hit it on the nail and, like, like published an episode? So at least four, like, lost.
And the content was good, though, in those. We just couldn't figure out how to save it.
I think we've probably had at least four drunken episodes that have... gone into the vault, never to be listened to again.
Yeah. There were some admissions on those that...
Yeah, there were some that were either just too drinky to be listenable, as opposed to not drinking and not listenable. and then there was at least one or two where, like, sober, we're like, oh, I can't believe we said that.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we edit it out? No, we can't edit that out. Never mind. We're just not going to air that episode.
Yeah. Well, actually, the nice thing, this is way more information than anybody wants to know, but in the Five Songs of Paloma podcast I used to do, there was a lot of editing there.
Really?
Because I was interviewing people.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't always ready for it or something. So we would edit out a lot of things or make words flow together.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Better. This show, we don't edit anything.
Nope. Surprise, listeners.
But it was because Bobby used to be like super editor because of that. Like, there were...
Nope. What you hear is what you get.
This is real deal.
For better or worse.
Okay. So my daughter. Well, let's go back to the real world.
Let's go back to better topics. Yeah. Though,
no,
daughter.
This isn't a better topic.
Oh, really? Okay.
So Rosalie recently, I have a very wise child, and I don't know how he did this, but she is very wise. And she said a few weeks ago, she said that Donald Trump that he loved buildings, but he didn't love people. I'm like, wow.
That's very
that
true.
That is so profound. Like, what a smart little girl. How did you pick up on that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I must say a lot of things. I know I've never said that, but something that I said or that she watched or heard gave her
it's
that.
It's a fair observation. Absolutely.
Totally.
I mean, he loves things, obviously, more than he loves people,
exactly.
But especially buildings because he puts his name all over them.
Yes. And so the other day at daycare, I went to pick her up and they always tell me that she says funny things.
Yeah.
Like, all she does all day is like, I don't know. She's Bobby and I's kid.
Yeah, she amuses people.
But I was told that she has an awful lot to say about Donald Trump at school. I'm like, oh God, oh God.
Does she like proselytize to like all the...
I think so.
She's got a little clipboard signing people up for voter registration.
Well, so what's really funny is I have my coworker is from Nigeria, and he and I were talking about the Women's March, which I think we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
And he asked if I brought Rosalie, and he was kind of joking. And I said, no, I didn't bring her. She's too young. It was too long of a day for her. And he's like, oh yeah, you've got to wait till she's older to radicalize her.
Oh no.
But it was really funny because I'm like, oh, that is...
She's pretty radicalized already.
She's already there.
She's got opinions about things.
About everything.
Yep.
I love that.
So, Women's March.
Yeah.
How did you feel about it?
You know, there was a much different feeling this year. I feel like there were more men there, which is fine.
Yeah.
But I felt like it really changed the feeling. I didn't quite feel the energy or excitement, but we talked about that anyway. That probably wasn't going to be there anyway.
Yeah. I mean, so Corey marched this year. He felt... Actually, you know, initially he wasn't going to march. And then, because I feel like, I think he felt kind of on the fence, like he wanted to be supportive and kind of a show of force, but at the same time, he didn't want to take away from like a moment, you know, that was like women's unification. But then another friend of his convinced him to march with us. I sort of got the vibe, like, so last year it was like, you know, right after the election and we were all just,
it was fresh.
It was a fresh, bloody wound. And yeah. I feel like it was like this year we've somehow lived through a year of just hell. Mm. And I felt like the mood was more determined and resolute, but also just weary, like exhausted.
Yeah. Like I think that's what I picked up
sort
on.
Of an exhausted, like, how many more years do we have to do this? Yeah. You know, and how much, and it was like, we were also kind of fresh off of the whole Me Too thing, or we're not even fresh off of it, but that's still like very fresh in everybody's mind. So there was like this different energy, and I was going to say that it was that I felt like people were angrier, but I feel like people were pretty angry the first year, but this was like a different kind of anger.
It was. You're right. It was a different kind of, I feel like there was more of a united anger last year.
Yeah. This was like, there was just definitely a different vibe.
It was kind of a cloud.
I felt exhausted the whole march.
Mm-hmm.
Like last year, I felt super energized by the march. Like, this is what we do now.
Oh,
like,
me too.
We take to the streets and we're going to galvanize and we're going to do things. And it's not that we're not. Like, I'm still like, we still have the fight to fight and we still have to call our senators and we still have to write letters and donate money and like sign people up to vote, mm-hmm. and just all that shit. I don't think that's changed, but my mood surrounding it has, like, I just feel tired.
Absolutely.
And it's only year one.
I want to start a group called All That Shit.
All That Shit?
Yeah, because he said, well, you know, All That Shit.
What's the group?
Well, that's where you get signed up for All That Shit.
Oh.
Like, where we do all those things.
Let's do it. Is that a nonprofit? All That Shit?
Yeah. It's like our resistance group we had, but a little bit better.
That resistance group we had for like a week?
I know. It never panned out.
Okay. All That Shit. That's going to be a 401, 501 profit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to get you t-shirts?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just going to sign you up for all that shit.
We're going to do all
but
that shit.
Let's just talk about the level of sheer exhaustion that we have a year and a month into, or a year, essentially a year, because it's been an anniversary how is it only February of 2018? Because to me, it already feels like it's December.
Absolutely.
So
what's funny is after every show that you and I do, Bobby listens to it and I always ask him like, what can we do better? Like, mm-hmm. I ask my little critique because mm-hmm. Bobby is very honest with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the last show, he's like, oh, I really liked it that, you know, you were trying to talk about Trump and his inaugural crowd and you guys just kind of gave up. You didn't try to prove any facts. I'm like, well,
So we trumped it.
Yeah, I mean, but there was this like, what can we do? Like, I can't remember what happened last year because it's so many things have happened. Like,
right,
none of it makes sense.
I think we had the same conversation probably last Super Bowl where we're like, where does it end? Like, it's just a nonstop onslaught of crap.
Oh, we were so young and naive then.
We're so fresh-faced. And literally a year later, I'm like, no, that was for real. Like, we were kind of maybe half-joking. Or quarter-joking. Like, or I think we weren't...
We were hopeful-joking.
I think we were hope, like, a year... the last Super Bowl, I think we did not realize that level of shit circus insanity could actually hold for an entire year.
Well, and that's why I was thinking that we thought maybe we were being too hard on him,
right,
at some point.
That we were overreacting,
yes,
maybe. That it wasn't going to be as bad as we thought. Oh, no, it was worse.
I
narrator
know.
Voice.
Well, I don't understand. Because I read the Fox News comments. These people are still just...
They're still...
I don't understand.
I read just today that the GOP in general is going up in the polls. For what?
Also, did you, 7 out of 10
$1.50
Republicans...
$1.50 a week?
Yeah. 7 out of 10 Republicans think that he's a role model for children.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand. And so, okay, actually, so I've had this conversation, too. So the Democratic Party, like, right now, they're lacking a message, right? Their only message is anti-Trump.
Only message is be a good human being.
Like, being normal. Well, yeah. So actually, but this is my point. Maybe what their message needs to be is, like, you thought... The Republicans were the party of morality.
Yeah.
Who's feeding the hungry? Who's helping the poor? Like, is that not what Jesus?
I feel like, so I feel like some Republicans or some Democrats are trying to have that message, but I agree that Democrats as a whole, there's a lot of fractured.
Well, a lot of WTF.
Yeah, there's a lot of fracture within the party. And I agree that they need to point out every bit of hypocrisy in the GOP.
Well, but the thing about hypocrisy is there's always hypocrisy. As much hypocrisy as you can point out with the GOP, okay, you can find the same thing in the Democratic Party.
Okay, maybe.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, that's a sketchy thing to run on. You need something that...
But if you're talking about who's the party of, like, helping people... And,
yes.
Like, so, yeah, point out that the Republicans have gutted every social service, have tried to pawn off on us this mythological $1.50 a week, which Jesus Christ. You know, it's like Paul Ryan literally tweeted that. He deleted his tweet. Ugh. But he really, for a hot minute, thought that, hey, we're doing something. This is great. This is like something people should be happy with.
I would love to be a fly on the wall when somebody came in and was like, dude, you gotta delete that tweet. Like, that's not going over too well.
Knock, knock, knock. Sir, can we have a moment with you?
God. I would love that.
He was probably working out, like,
ooh, Rachel.
You've seen the photos of him.
You
like
a little crush, huh?
No, no. In fact, hell no. Double to the hell no. You've seen the photos of him, though.
No, like, I haven't.
Oh, that's the only way I'm bringing it up.
Okay.
So there's, like, these photos of him, Paul Ryan, that came out, I don't know, like, during the last election cycle. It might have even come out when he was running as VP. And it's, like, I don't think he's shirtless, but he's, like, sitting on a workout bench. And he's, like, holding weights. And it is the cheesiest, like...
Do you have it saved to your phone?
Shut up. It is the cheesiest let's get physical photo that has ever existed in the history of political candidates. I do not... Like, seriously, you need to take that back.
It's even more than Putin with the bear.
You need to take it back.
I take that back.
Take it back.
I did!
Double take it back.
You can't tell me to take it back after I took it back. Because that means you took it back, and that means now it's yours.
Take it back again! If you loved me, you would take it back.
I take it back.
Thank you.
You know what? That never happened. That never happened, like Paul Ryan's tweet.
Okay, right. Wait, that means... Shout out, you can't do that.
Okay, my stepsister, right?
Yeah.
So, well, she's my sister. I need to stop calling her my stepsister. But I just don't want people... Because people know Renee is my sister because Melanie's never here.
Yeah.
But I have Melanie. She's my other sister. She just got married at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
That's the one we went to. She's been in town for a month. She works for the federal government. She works for the, not the Department of Forestry. She's a hotshot, like a firefighter. Mm-hmm. She's serious shit. And she's doing a training right now at McClellan Air Force Base. And she's been here for a month. And she lives in Arizona, so I don't see her very often. So the whole month, on the weekends, she's been staying with us. And it's been, like, really, really fun. Bobby has had more to drink this month than he probably has all year.
Thanks, Mel.
I mean, we just do SingStar, just have a really fun time. It's been so nice to have her around. But I was mentioning that because she was here tonight.
Yes.
Which was a surprise. She actually wasn't supposed to be. She just called on her way down and she's here for
Super
Bowl.
Here.
So it was nice to see her.
Anyway, like
that's been what's going on in my world. Huh.
What's going on in my world?
Didn't you start school?
I started school 3 weeks ago.
How's
that? I have 14 weeks left. Not that I'm counting. It's been a little challenging because...
I feel like this is the same conversation we have at the beginning of her school year, though.
Probably.
Like...
There's every... So I've come to realize every semester will have its fresh challenges. This semester, it's like we moved our department from one building to another, and it's just been kind of...
That's a different challenge.
And it's just kind of a shit show. But... Every semester, too, there's this period like where you're trying to get to know your students, like you're kind of figuring out the dynamic of every class, because every class is different. You could teach the same class, like I could teach the same class every semester for 10 years, and every semester would be different because the students are different.
Well, yeah, there's the guy who raises his hands and talks about everything.
So it's just like and I'm still in the... I realized at the end of this week, I was like, I'm still in that figuring it out phase where I'm trying to sort of figure out the personality of each class. And like, I teach two sections of one class, and they're just really different. The people in them are... The personalities are just different. So, like, what I do in one class doesn't work in the other class. But every semester, at the beginning of the semester, there's inevitably a student who just kind of makes me, like, smack my forehead with, like, you know, like, okay, this is what I got, you know. So I had a student who came into class 20 minutes late, which right there is a pet peeve, right? Like, yeah. I'm like, you, if you were more than 5 minutes late, I am going to call you out. Like, you need to be in class on time. Not because, you know, I have all these gems
it's
of wisdom
disruptive.
To impart, but it's like, you're supposed to be in class and participating. So whatever. So this guy comes in 20 minutes late. And I'm going to say this. This guy actually, he's a big participator in class. Like, he has a lot to say, a lot to offer. But so he and a couple of other students came in late. And so at one point I'm like, you know, if you came in late, let me know so I can, it's your responsibility to let me know that you were here so that I mark you as being here. So he comes up. And I remembered that he was somebody who was, he was like the latest. And I said, okay, so he's like, oh, I'm so-and-so. I wanted to make sure that you marked me as here. I'm like, great. I'm like, make sure you're not this late again. He goes, well, I had to print out my homework. And I said, well, make sure you print it out before class and you get here on time. And he said, well, I have a class before this, so I can't print it out before this. And I said, well,
wait,
right. I said, so you need to print
oh
it
my
out
God.
Before that class. And he just stared
That's
at
stressful.
Me. He's just stressed. He just stared at me. And I'm like,
he did that homework in the other class is what.
Yeah.
He did.
And he just stared at me like he couldn't fathom what I was saying. And I said, or you could do it the night before and print it out. And he just stared at me. And I said, listen, if you are going to come into my class 20 minutes late, I'm going to mark you off for that homework because it's late. It's supposed to be there at the beginning. And he's like, he started to freak out. He's like, how much are you going to mark me off? And I said, I'm going to give you a freebie on this one. You're not going to get marked off. I'm like, but going forward, like, he stood there. I'm not even kidding, Paloma. He stood there and for 5 minutes legit tried to argue with me about why I was wrong, about why he could not be 20 minutes late because he was printing it out in the library.
I don't know what to say, Rachel.
Right? Neither do I.
I just hope that I raise Rosalie to respect other people's time, A, and to be smart enough to understand what you meant by that.
Yeah.
I felt really,
I'm not going to say I felt bad, but I looked at him and I said, I'm like, you... I said, I really appreciate that you are somebody who participates in class. You know, like, you're participating, you're part of the conversation, but there's more to it than that. Like, you have to follow the guidelines for this class and respect my time and respect the time of other people. Yeah. And if you walk in 20 minutes late because you couldn't get your homework...
What if you showed up 20 minutes late to class and they were there waiting?
Because I was still getting ready for class, you guys. Yeah. I wasn't done getting ready.
Sorry, because I have another class before this. Yeah,
exactly.
I had some stuff to do.
Sorry, I didn't mean for this to turn into boring corner so quickly, but that's how...
For me, it kind of turned into angry corner.
That just has how my semester... Like, every semester, there's a student who I have some sort of variation on that conversation with. Like, some sort of variation on... being to class on time, turning your homework in on time, which days do you actually meet, you know? So there's that.
I am 20 minutes to a half hour early to work every day.
Okay.
I like to be there on time. I also commute, so I like to allow...
So you pad your commute
ahead.
Time. I do the same thing.
So...
I get anxious about the thought about being late.
Absolutely. It came in handy last Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was... minding my own business, driving to work. I was 5 minutes behind schedule, not 5 minutes late, but 5 minutes behind my
behind
schedule.
Behind your personal schedule.
Yeah. Because I stopped at Starbucks and I swear to God, I don't know what this person in front of me ordered, but it took 20 minutes to get whatever it was.
A double whip, four shot.
I don't even know what it was.
Special degree. Like,
and I swear, my Starbucks, as soon as I hear this one person, I'm like, oh, this isn't going to go right. So anyway, so I'm 5 minutes behind schedule and it's kind of stop and go traffic on I-5 and I brake and I'm braking kind of stopped. All of a sudden, crash into me. And luckily, it was slow. It was probably like 25 miles per hour, maybe 30, or not, but just not bad. It wasn't like a 60 mile per hour.
Right, but it's still traumatic.
So I pull over and the woman gets out and she's so nice. Mm-hmm. She hugged me twice during this accident and like we've texted each other and like I kind of feel like I want to invite her like out for happy hour or something. I really like her.
But don't let her drive after.
I know. But it's just really fun. It was like nice. I wrote to her. I'm like, I couldn't have had a nicer accident. She's like, I told my husband the same thing.
Aww.
So she's very nice.
I didn't think I was going to feel good about, like, feel good moment about your accident.
Yeah, I know. Well, really, the only problem is like, I'm going to be selling, I'm getting a new car in June.
Yeah.
That's my plan. And so my car is kind of messed up and I have to trade it in and just like, ugh.
I think it'll still be fine.
Well, yeah. And her insurance company is great. I didn't go through mine. I went through.
Okay. I think
hers.
You'll still be fine. I'm just glad that you were mostly okay.
Yeah. Well, my shoulders hurt really bad. Like the joints hurt because I drive like a total nerd, apparently. You know, I guess I drive at 10 and 2, which is not the safest way to drive anyway.
Okay.
But it especially hurts when you're jarred like that.
So you're like all tensed up, like when you were hit.
Yeah. Yeah. And my neck still kind of hurts. And it's such a stupid little accident. It makes me wonder, like, what it would be like if you got in a real accident like that.
It would be bad.
Actually, what it really made me think about, okay, I'm admitting to everyone how weird I am. I started to think about Demolition Derby and how those people just crash into each other.
Oh, my God. Do you imagine, like, the Vicodin they take?
Yeah, a lot.
Did I ever tell you about the time? So, speaking of accidents, like, a million years ago, I was driving home from work one day, and I don't know why I was... I think I had been reading... Is it Brave? It's not Brave New World that talks about, like, there's people in the book who are taking pills... for medication. Is it Brave New World?
I don't know.
Aldous Huxley. I had been, I think maybe it was that. So I was driving home, literally, I'm not even kidding. I was driving home and I was thinking about, what if I got into an accident today and I was in pain after and I started having to take pain relievers and then I got hooked on pain relievers? Because this is how my brain works.
Yeah.
I go down, my brain, I'm a what if-er. Oh. My brain spirals.
Hello.
So I'm like, what if I got into an... So literally, it was like a spring day. I can remember clearly I was on K Street near 16th. So it was like K Street right before you get to 16th. And I was like, what if I get into an accident today and I get hooked on... And then I'm in a lot of pain and then I get hooked on painkillers. Guess what happened 30 seconds after I had that thought? I got rear-ended.
Okay.
Bad. I had to take painkillers. I had to go do physical therapy. You want to talk about a self-actualizing, self-fulfilling prophecy?
Okay.
Like, I was rear-ended so bad, I had to do physical therapy for 6 months.
Wow.
Occasionally, my back still gets all jacked up because as a result of it. So... Just reminded me.
Here's the thing, because I thought about getting in an accident about 20 minutes prior to that. However... But I think about that every day.
Okay, fair enough. But, never mind.
No, go for it.
I mean, my brain spiraled into the whole painkiller thing. And that accident was so bad that I had to actually go on painkillers. Spoiler alert, I did not become addicted to them.
Oh, darn it.
I know, sorry.
We have boring That's gonna corner.
Be, that means that, like, my biography is going to be that much more boring.
Yonathan.
I need to work on that. It's not too late for me to get addicted to painkillers.
Well, I guess we may as well talk about Boring Corner now.
All right.
Here's the thing. Are we going to have to do a whole Boring Corner episode?
I think so.
Or is our show just that boring?
Right. Our the 11 listeners are all, you guys, the whole thing is Boring Corner.
My Boring Corner... is my affinity for Costco.
Okay, tell me about this.
I feel like I just discovered Costco a year ago. We've had a membership for 10 years. We've never gone. Like, we don't buy enough stuff. And we went there to get Rosalie's formula when she was a baby. But all of a sudden, a year ago, we just realized how much stuff you can buy there.
You can buy a lot of stuff.
I mean, and the is useful.
So how often do you actually go?
Well, we go once a week now because we buy her milk there.
Really?
Rosalie drinks a lot of milk.
So I feel like we go to Costco like maybe 4 times a year.
Oh, okay. Now we go once
maybe.
A week.
Yeah.
Often.
But I don't have a kid, so...
And it's really just, it's the milk, well, and the wine now.
Okay. The truth comes out.
Okay, well...
Blame it on Rosalie. The milk and the wine.
Essentials.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway, I really like Costco.
I will say that the one thing that I buy faithfully at Costco is the booze, because the price is so good.
Well, yeah. You know, every year for your birthday, you get a big bottle
of Bullet.
I know.
The whiskey, my Bullet whiskey is like hella cheap at Costco.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, in the scheme of things.
In the scheme of things, yeah. As far as whiskey goes.
Yes, yeah. What's your boring corner?
My allergies.
Oh, man.
So we've
That's a stressful corner.
For those of our... I think most of our listeners are in Sacramento, but for those who aren't, we are experiencing quite the warm February so far.
If you live in a valley anywhere.
So it's like 70-something degrees, and... It's what I call fake spring. Like, every year we get this fake spring where you have, like, a week or two or three where it's super warm, and then the cold weather comes back or the rain comes back or whatever.
This is warmer than normal fake spring.
I think it is warmer. I think this is a faker fake spring than we normally get. But the point is, starting yesterday, my allergies went out of control. Like, comically sneezing, like sneezing like some cartoon character who like
has an inhaled pepper problem
or something, you know, and like itchy eyes. And like on the way over here tonight, I swear to God, I sneezed like the entire car ride over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's my boring corner. Just miserable allergies. And yeah, it's like what you get for living in Sacramento with all the trees.
I know. Stupid trees.
And stupid sun.
I'm trying to ruin everything all the time.
Stupid global warming.
Yes, God.
Yeah. I think that's all
that's
I got.
That's not real. Fake news.
Fake news.
Hashtag fake news. Mm. All right. Well,
should we go back down and watch the rest of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I guess we should. Hey, guys, we got to cut this short.
Because we really care about who's going to win.
Well, I guess that's it. Thank you for listening. I'm glad
thanks for tuning in.
We did that again.
You guys,
thank you.
We were here. Hopefully you listened. Good Girls Don't was engineered by Paloma Jordan.
Thank you.
Pre and post production by Bobby Jordan. Bobby did that work as a credit. I hope so.
Yes.
Catering by
Bobby. He made pretzel bites
that were really
cheesy
good
sauce.
We brought chips and salsa, but the pretzel bites were really, and you did all the cutting up of the veggies.
Oh yeah, that's fine.
Babysitting as usual by Bobby and Corey. And
oh, you brought this beautiful rosé tonight. You made a very fancy Super Bowl.
I got all fancy schmancy with that $20 bottle of rosé.
It worked.
So on that note, see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.